Welcome to yet another episode of the VFB podcast. I am your new host for the day, Jessica Newman. I do have my co-host, sidekick, and lesser on-air personality, Jason Forbes, here with me today. Jace, how you doing, buddy?
What's dope?
Yeah, what's dope? I don't know that that's a saying, but thanks for letting me, you know, lead the podcast. I do think it was a good decision. I think that I definitely have a little more charisma and personality than you do, so I appreciate that. But you know what? Why don't you give us the medals rundown for this week?
Most points this week, again, second week in a row, goes to the Floobie Doobies at 147 points.
They are killing it.
Take 100 points away from that, and what do you get?
75.
47 points.
I forgot what you said.
The least points medal that goes to, unfortunately, Pam's Peaceful People this week.
Oh, they're so peaceful. That's sad.
Getting way down there in the dirt this week. Dynamic Duo goes to Team Bagel at 66. And a healthy, sweaty rhythm section going to Alamo Ass Crack Bandits. Right down the crack at 25 points.
Woo!
Now, I've got 9 Dude Abides to hand out this week.
That's ridiculous.
4 of these are going to be locked until week 10 for trading. Those 4 are socially distanced, Spicy Space Tubes, Bad Booty Rebel, and Team Bagel. All 4 have abidden back-to-back week. So, locked until week 10. I've updated your names to say locked 10 on the end of it.
Lock them down.
Don't be alarmed. The 5th Dude Abides go to the Alabama Ass Crack Bandits. The 6th one goes to the Glinda's Trash Pandas. Then we've got ICT Dachshunds also doing some issues there. Puppy Hoarders. And last but not least, Dad.
Oh! Wow.
Legion of Doom has abidden this week, and we'll talk about how I think that happened.
Woo! Woo! There's some new abiders in there.
It's half the league. I don't know what's going on. I don't like seeing it, and I'm disappointed.
You're not mad. You're just disappointed. I get it.
Yeah.
Maybe you're mad and disappointed.
I have a question for you.
Yeah, what's up?
What do the numbers 60 and 75 have to do with Roger and Dad?
Well... I guess that's the ages that they'll be in just a couple short years. Is that what you meant?
True, but no.
Hmm.
This is their week 7 total scores.
What? Really?
Yes. And with that, their week 7 losses.
they both lost?
Second loss for both of them this season, bringing both of them to a 5-2 record.
Oh.
Dad remains at the top of the list in first place. Roger sinks to 5th place. And in a breakout set of week 6 and week 7 performances, Cass and the Floob actually jumps into 2nd place instead of Raj.
Nice.
And she is just under 27 points below Legion of Doom now. So she's eyeing that first place spot as we cruise into week 8.
Wow. She just flew under the radar right all the way up there.
She really did. She flooby-dobbed up there. And half the regular season is now off the table, and we're looking at positioning ourselves into that playoffs pick. So the next 7 weeks are going to be real interesting with Cass and the Floobs. I wonder if Cass looked forward at the start of week 1 and thought to herself, you know, gee, I can imagine myself in 2nd place by week 8. I don't think so.
See, I think so. I think she's had this strategy from the beginning and just has been very, like, humble and – you know, non-aggressive about it, but I think she's known where she was headed from the very beginning.
Anyway, Glinda and the Trash Pandas, another seemingly breakout team with great performance in pretty much every other week, also moves into 3rd place right under Cass. And right above me, the Brooklyn Nine, BK9 Unleashed at 4th place. So those are your top 4-5 spots. All of us are now at a 5-2 record. Jamie in the original Brooklyn Nine winds up in 6th place as he beat you.
I know. 7. That one hurt.
Just a handful of points, too.
I know. I tried really hard. Like, I did some research. I looked at, I didn't know that this existed in the app, and I'm sure maybe some other people do, but they have, like, a trade assistant that, like, tells you good ways to make trades, and I was looking at those to see if there was anything I could do, But the problem was I looked like 24 hours before our game started, so there wasn't much room to save much.
Well, I commend you for spending 24 hours on it.
That's not really what I said. I did it 24 hours before, but I didn't spend 24 hours total on it. Oh, it was more like a 20-minute endeavor, but yeah, I see what you mean.
Okay, gotcha. Anyway, Fire Dogs round out the seventh place with both teams, OBN and Fire Dogs, moving to 4-3 records. And last of the sweet blue skies of playoffs territory, we have just one team left for eighth place, still enjoying that fresh air up here with us.
Who's that?
Despite her 99-point loss this week, gonna give you a guess who that is.
The PPPs.
It's you, Mad Bro.
Oh. I lost by 99 points?
You got 99 points.
Oh, I thought you... lost. Sorry, I'm with
Jamie
you.
Jamie got about 102 or so. You're actually, per total season points, you're actually higher than Raj as well. So he's actually...
Oh, looky there.
The eighth place for most
Take
season
that,
points.
Redskins.
Dang, Raj. Now, none of these teams abid this week. And that's why they all have been... That's what they all have in common, the top eight, except for one team, which, of course, was the weird one with Dad, who left out Kareem Hunt, who got injured early in the week. But as we can see, he paid dearly for it. Not only was he stripped of one of his medals this week, dropping from 4 to 3 medals and allowing Cassidy to sit head and shoulders above him at 5 medals now, but he also tarnished his record with a loss against the Puppy Hoarders due to his abidement.
Oof. So,
he's still in first place, like I said, you know, but in terms of weird mistakes that Doom made this week, it's kind of like Alec Baldwin, you know? Still a star. My point is, he's still a star acting talent. You know, I think Dad was on a motorcycle trip, so it's not like he meant to do it, but when it comes down to it, watch out with that loaded gun there, champ.
Did someone hand Dad an abiding roster and tell him it wasn't abiding? So, due to bides for Connie Yanni this week, as two players were on bye playing full contact football for the Dachshunds. And in the spirit of that double bye, the Washington football team says their own double bye-bye to its kicker, Dustin Hopkins, by officially releasing him from the team well in advance of week 7. So he's a free agent now, and he's also a bit confused as to why he's still being asked to sit on Connie's roster. When reaching out for comment to understand the mismatch in no pay versus forced work, she said, "Well, just a second there, Commissioner. We fixed the glitch, so he won't be receiving a paycheck anymore. So it'll just sort of work itself out naturally. We always like to avoid confrontation whenever possible. Problem is solved from our end." All right, BK9, pretty good week. I wouldn't say the team was disregarding women, as his alter ego's logo describes, which if you haven't looked at it yet, you really should. I'm actually a little surprised by the lack of backlash that you've had from that. They weren't degrading or disregarding women, but they were kind of politely asking them to leave this week, which is still effective.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
With his main boy, QB Josh Allen, out sitting on the dock of the bay, where he belongs when he's on a bye week, the Nines' backup QB, Taylor Heineken, put up some... Taylor Heineke put up some sweet, healthy action at 20 points, together with superstar Coopy Cup, the coffee cup, serving up an illegal level of hot, bubbling brew at 38 points. Jason had this game locked up on Sunday, and he didn't even need his kicker, Jason Myers, to come in on Sunday and Monday, too. We just lost some people this week, and we sort of need to play some catch-up.
Okay, this whole section has been the worst reenactment of Office Space I've ever heard in my life.
I'm not very good at Office Space. Why did you put those in mine?
Okay, well, Floob, as I said, did fantastic this week. Most points she faced off against the Redskins this week. Another fire week, taking home the week 7 win against Roger this week with an A-team performance from, really the majority of her dudes. No superstar standout, but that's not what you need when you have consistency.
True.
With another back-to-back most points medal here in week 7, she's shaping up to be one of the most consistent powerhouses this season, which usually, interestingly enough, is what Roger is.
Mm-hmm.
But Roger is in trouble. Now, it's not because of the social justice warrior influence he's facing in terms of backlash into his 2-year running controversial team named the Redskins, which I'm not even
right.
I'm like, who has red skin? Like, farmers? I don't get what's going on. But this is not the only reason he's in some trouble. That's right. His biggest impact, most consistent on-field weapon, Christian McCaffrey, has now missed 2 games with a hammy injury. And finally, has been officially placed on the injured reserve list as of Saturday.
Ooh.
That's not good.
Nope.
That means he's going to be out for a while. Probably estimated at least until week 9, but likely longer. Luckily, Roger has amassed a number of early wins here in VFP 5, which shouldn't mute his playoff chances at all. And by the time the playoffs roll around in weeks 15, 16, 17, he'll be back up to full firepower. The only thing it may affect is who he plays in the playoffs, so he might get an early Legion of Doom matchup or something a little harder instead of a lesser team being up there in the higher seating. Anyway, I was tried to trade for Christian McCaffrey with Raj yesterday. Tried to give him a couple of my okay running backs in exchange for a hurt Christian McCaffrey so that I could do that strategy in the playoffs, but he has politely declined. So for now, he'll have to keep smacking down that bitter taste of departing away from the here, driven by
so McCaffrey. Is there any way he cannot be in the playoffs? Like, could he do bad enough?
Yes, but mathematically, if you win half the rest of your games, you're probably going to be in the playoffs.
Oh, okay.
So just a little math there for you, Jess. Driven by McCaffrey being out and the -4 in the D that he got. Roger gets mostly single-digit practice squad pointage for the rest of his guys this week, who I'm guessing are quite depressed without the superstar power.
Yeah.
Now, despite Bad Booty Rebel's second week of abidement, he manages a win against Mom and the Peaceful People this week.
Wow!
Yeah, as Mahomes left the Titans matchup early due to being hit up pretty high in the bod, that had him shaken up pretty bad. He was pretty scared. And given
hit up
the Chiefs,
pretty high in the bod?
Yeah, like, you know, got hit up high. He got hit high. Is what
oh, gotcha.
What they said. So it was kind of maybe it was a head hit or something. And the Chiefs were already getting blown out of the water by the Titans at the time. So I'm guessing they were in no rush to bring Mahomes back after he got hit early in the game. And therefore, he hardly got any points for Mom.
Poor Mom.
After Mahomes left, Mom experienced also a dismal practice squad performance across her entire line. Listen to this. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Almost every positive single digit that exists in fundamental mathematics exists in the people's roster this week.
Whoa!
For a total of a whole lot of nothing.
What did you say she ended up with? 47?
47 points, yep.
So, is that the lowest, like, ever?
I don't know if her roster was 1 factorial or the other way.
Good one.
But she does get her first medal this week.
Yay!
Unfortunately, it's the week 7 least points medal.
Is it a participation one, basically? Okay.
It's the least points medal.
Oh.
Bad Booty Rebel left out Saquon Barkley again to get his a bitty, but otherwise had B-team performance for 84 points and grabbing him the win. Tandem Man moves to 3-4 record, as does Mom.
Nice, BBR.
Getting an itchy ass crack to hear about the ass cracks. What's going on there, Jess?
Yeah. Ugh, I had to get over the fact that you just said that. So with over half of his roster out or on bye, Sean and the Spicy Space Tubes managed 59 points. So interestingly, half of his roster out and he still got more points than Mom. So that's just 1 point short of Roger's fully manned week. Which is really funny when you think about it, actually. Oh, I love a good joke that's against Roger any day of the week.
Me too.
So the ass cracks had a sub 100 point blowout this week. Those do exist thanks to Due to Biting primarily, and she almost ran out of toilet paper with all the mess she left out there on the field. Nothing truly special about Alyssa's win other than a solid rhythm section, 25 points, and nothing more to harp on except for she moves to 3-4. So another step closer to playoffs territory. Well, now hold on, except for the fact that she did leave out crazy man Antonio Brownio, who was out as of last Friday with an ankle issue. So we are adding Alyssa to the long list of dude abiders this week. Up nice. On the board. Cha-ching! I think this might be the first time she's a bid. Maybe. I might be wrong.
I believe anyways, so, yeah.
Sean's now locked until week 10. Sean's just generally locked up most of the season. He's, you know, that's just kind of the general scheme of the way he's been playing or not playing as we would have it. So his team has been updated to reflect that. It already had said locked, but now it says locked until week 10. So no one take advantage of the abiding citizen, please. Fire Dogs. This has been a long-awaited matchup, the brother-sister matchup of the Colorado Fire Dogs versus the Human Trash Basket, consisted of a VFB champion and a VFB second-place champion. So really solid matchup. The Dogs had a relatively B-team week with a solid Aaron Rodgers 25 points. 109 points for Joey and Tracy to Becca's 72, though was plenty to push her to the bottom of the ranks. Down there with the abiders, even though she was not an abider, but down there with them, and lifted the Dogs up to a 4-3 playoffs looking team. Beck's having some trouble this season. She's at 2-5. That's not the Beck that we saw last year.
No.
But you know what I want to remind you of right now, though?
No.
Roger was 2-5 last year, the team that beat Becca, who was at 2-5. Right. So after week 7, Roger never lost another game that season and ended up ending at 8-5. So
that is true.
He didn't only make the playoffs. He was a top contender, and then he won the whole thing, baby. Now, I'm not going to say that's going to happen to Becca. She probably has no chance, but, you know, she's doing just as crappy as Raj was around the same time last year. Better get ready to the idea of that B-team coffee mug, Beck.
Sippy, sip, sip, sip. Well, good. Socially distanced duo raced off against the Marksman, who gets a dude abide this week for the socially distance. What's interesting is that Rex and Janine, or let's be honest, it was Rex, came in, logged on, removed his entire defense from the active roster to the bench, and then logged out of the app.
So close, and yet so far.
Just sitting there empty and then didn't put in any other defense. Just sort of moved it. And then he was like, guess I don't need to do anything here anymore.
Guess I'm done.
The Marksmen pull out a big old ouch at 123 points to the distance 107, with 34 monster points from his newly acquired star running back of the Saints, Mr. Alvin Kamara, sending him shooting over the distance try at a Monday night win this week. He took Kamara from me in the BK9 in exchange for his starting QB, Josh Allen, a couple weeks ago, and Kamara is solely responsible for his win this week. That's it. Kamara was on bye the first week he got him, and now he's not on bye. So this is the first week that Mark has been able to use Kamara. That's what I'm glad to see Kamara is doing well for Mark. So it feels like an all-around good trade that way. I was afraid that the reason I traded him was I thought he wasn't going to do very well the rest of the season, you know?
Right.
But I'm glad that he is doing well for Mark. It's a nice, warm feeling going into the holiday season. Mark
really?
Goes to 3-4 and positions himself for a shot at the playoffs territory in a couple weeks from now if he keeps it up as we go into week 8 where he plays his loving wife and mother of his children, the Ass Cracks.
Oh, man.
Your husband, Jess, you know, OBN, original Brooklyn Nine. You know, well, let me start off with this. You know how mom talks about that one prank call she got? She's told us every year for the past 36 years.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. It's one of my favorites.
She's like, the guy said, I thought he said, can you handle 6 kids?
That right, morning. Right. Yeah.
And I'm surprised, by the way, that she said she could, even if she thought he said 6 kids, despite that not being what he said.
Right.
Why did she think she could handle 6 kids? You know, maybe she did hear what the guy said.
Maybe she did.
You know, and was so innocent, though, that she thought he meant 6-inch kids. Like they're
that would make sense because that'd be easier to handle, I would think.
Like, that'd be so easy. 6-inch kids.
Take them in your pocket.
Just running around in the playpen. You know, I'd put on Happy Days and just call whatever boyfriend she had before dad, you know?
Yeah.
She probably think. But fast forward to 2021 and you have a similar problem, Jess.
Really?
Being able to handle the big 6.
Oh, okay. I was really wondering how you're going to bring all this together. Yes. Didn't know where that was headed.
You were unable to help, unable to handle negative six right in the D this week.
Wow. Wow. That was a worst D's big old there. Setup for that
the
joke.
Worst D's this season. This gave you 99 points and negative six in the D wasn't one of them. So the micro win goes to your micro wiener of a husband, Jamie Newman. And the original Brooklyn Nine, as he jumps well over 100 points to secure a nice, shiny 4-3 record. And you dropped to the same 4-3, so not so bad. Know. Jamie was supported by his plus six in the K and big fat plus 18 points in the D. That is how you do it, Jamie. He equalized your relationship, so equality in every way.
Yeah, she got the loss, and he got the win. But the two be living, oh, in a house of sin, we all know that. And girl, you know that the original Brooklyn Nine will be doing just fine. And you mad bro ain't coming out on top again. Yeah, she got the loss, she's having trouble coping with it. But Jamie and the original Brooklyn Nine don't care at all. And if you really listen to him, you know, boy, what he's talking about. Because he got the win, she got that loss.
He got the win.
I have no commentary.
Oh, in a house of sin. What is going on with the bagel that is no longer everything bagel and the Glinda's Trash Pandas who's moving on up?
Yes. All right. So let's go back for a second. So the Ass Cracks and the Spicy Space Tubes both a bid. They played each other, resulted in a win for the ass, right? Similarly, Team Bagel, GTP, also both a bid this week, resulting in a Trash Pandas win. So this is a landmine week seven of who's the better abider, basically. And it's going to those who abided less, as you would expect. So Glinda left out her kicker, who was on bye. He was cheers and beers on the bench with Connie's bye week kicker. Team Bagel has the biggest dynamic duo with 66 points from their duo of wide receivers, Mike Evans of the Bucks and Jamar Chase of the Bengals, which, gosh dang it, Bailey and Nigel, you left out three players. And you still achieved 105 points, further supported by Kyle Stinky Pitts at another 23 points. You let GTP take her now 5-2 record up there with the absolute great, which I'm happy for, but you could have had 4-3. Playoffs territory is for those who play. That's what I always say.
Playoffs territory is for those who play, I always say.
Yeah. There's a lot of wisdom in that statement when you think it through.
Last but not least, we have Legion of Doom versus the Puppy Hoarders. And you know what, Jess, you know that Dr. Fauci scandal going around?
Which one?
The Beagles. You haven't heard of this?
No, actually, no.
Oh, geez. So he was indirectly involved in financially supporting or something, still unconfirmed, but... the testing of vaccination, not COVID vaccination, a separate unrelated vaccination on beagles. But the way that they would do this was they would put the lay the beagles down on their side, put their heads in a mesh cage, and then have flies bite the beagles' heads.
What?
Supposedly several hours at a time.
Oh, anyway. Oh, I just Googled it. Oh, that ruined my whole day.
Yeah, but you know what? The bigger point here is now I understand why Jake and Christina hoard all those puppies.
Why?
Science is paying.
Oh my god.
I can't imagine they're doing anything else with those puppies besides working with Dr. Fauci. And can you imagine, speaking of beagles, Misty after 10 years of age laying on her side with her head trapped in a cage?
Stop! Stop!
No, and hear me out, because Misty, God, she'd be like, I thought heaven wasn't for a few years, but this is looking like a whole lot of what I thought it would be like. She'd be laying on her side all day, flies that can't get more than a tongue length away from her, and she'd just grab and eat and flies at her leisure, you know?
I'm sorry. I Googled it while we're talking about it, and I'm looking at a picture of these dogs with their heads in the thing, and I can't.
It's very sad.
I'm going to cry. You should not have put this in the darn podcast. I didn't know about this, and I don't want to.
Whether she's involved or not, it's a very sad thing.
Oh.
Anyway, but
way to ruin the rest of the podcast.
Legion of Doom Abid this week as our ninth. As our ninth bidder.
He left out
Kareem Hunt, who was on the injured reserve list as of Tuesday, October 19th, as we mentioned, plenty of time to bench him. And on top of that, Doom had negative 11 in the D.
Oh,
that must have hurt. That must have really hurt. And going into Monday Night Football, Doom was still 62% favored to win it against the Hoarders. The Hoarders, who also a bid, they left out their QB Dak Prescott, who was on bye this week. Doom ended up still losing in Monday Night Football after just only 3 points from his Monday Night guy, Tyler Lockett, wide receiver of the Seahawks, versus his expected project of 13 points. So well underperformed for Doom and Dad. And that was how Hoarders took the win.
Wow.
So a textbook due to bides lesson there.
Very.
Get out your textbook and you turn to page 89, chapter 6. Legion of Doom's right there, you know, of how not to do it.
Right. This very specific example is written out in several paragraphs.
Yeah, exactly. The Legion of Doom is tripping himself and tripping himself up and threatening the whole team's position in the league. And the cause?
How did this happen?
The cause? He's gone to Moise, so, you know, I've sent a few messages to the WhatsApp group, the family WhatsApp group, and every single time mom is quick to say, oh, he is on a motorcycle trip, so he may not get your text, and he is in a no reception area and no reception. So that's, I guess, true. The no reception, maybe something to do with it, but, you know, come on, not even one Wi-Fi coffee.
Yeah, you know that he's, you know, there's been something, there's been a chance.
Yeah. Not one, hey, what's going on with my team? Kareem Hunt, oh no, with 3 days notice?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure about that. You know what I mean? So you've got too much to lose to spend 100% of your time off the grid like this, Dad.
Agree, 100%.
Yeah, what a weird week.
This has been the most, yes. I find myself being so annoyed that the week we have so many abiders, I couldn't get a single one to play. Like, I really, really, I did not want us, Jamie and I, to be equal. I wanted to maintain that over him.
You will be playing an abider next week.
Oh,
unfortunately,
yeah?
He'll be back from his motorcycle trip. You're playing Dad next week.
Oh, no. And we really roasted him on this podcast, so he's going to, like, really want to do a good job.
He's going to be real pissed.
Yeah. Darn it.
So we've got, we also got Flube playing the Duda Biter Spicy Space Tube, so that'll send her up for sure up to 6-2 record next week. So she's going to be eyeing that first place real quick.
Yeah, she is.
Maybe in that position next week. We'll see. And we got Roger playing Mom. So, you know, I think she's got a chance against him. He's hurt right now. And
she's going to kick him while he's down.
Yeah, well, I don't know if she would like us saying
she
that.
She might tap him.
Yeah, so she's got to stay out of that
massage or something.
She stays out of that weird practice squad performance area like she saw this week. She can definitely take down her younger brother in a good old-fashioned headlock older sister sort of way.
I was going to say flush down the toilet.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
They'll like that one.
All right, that's all I got for this week. What else you got?
I need to take a